Welcome to the Reformed Media Review. My name is Camden Busey. I'm here once again with Jim Cassidy. Today we're speaking about the book Christology, Ancient and Modern, Explorations in Constructive Dogmatics. It's edited by Oliver D. Crisp and Fred Sanders. Jim, tell us about this book.
Sure. It's a smaller paperback volume. It is published again by Zondervan, as you mentioned. It is a series of lectures put on by Los Angeles Conference on Theology, put on by Fuller Seminary, or connected in one way or another with Fuller Seminary in California. It is edited by Oliver Crisp and Fred Sanders. Basically, it's a compilation volume, a collection of these lectures and essays. And I would say, Camden, that overall, as I pick up this volume and look through it, and you see the authors that are in there, it definitely has a Barthian edge to it, which makes it for actually an interesting read, because Barth has yet once again, as we have mentioned a number of times on the programs here at Reform Forum, Barth has once again resurged here in America in terms of his influence. He has risen again to become a great influence upon modern-day American evangelical theology. And so in many ways, this is a reflection of that. You've got some of the big names in that camp that are coming at things from what we might consider to be the left of the evangelical scene here in America. And so you've got, for instance, a survey on the hypostatic union that is given to us in the first chapter by Oliver Crisp. You've got, of course, George Hunziker, Chapter 2, where he gives the three types of Christology. He does a pretty lengthy section there on Schleiermacher, which is quite interesting, quite helpful. George Hunziker, of course, is a Barth scholar from Princeton Seminary, and he is coming, of course, from that perspective as well. And you've got other chapters in here, including the humanity of the Son of God, talking about the Christ's human nature, chapter 4, the obedience of the eternal Son, Catholic Trinitarianism, and Reformed Christology, an interesting piece that is co-written by Scott Swain and Michael Allen. Exaltation, chapter 5, Exaltation in and Through Humiliation, Rethinking the States of Christ by Jeremy Treat. And of course, that should be an interesting piece in light of Barth's view of the two states of Christ, where Barth actually eliminates the distinction between them as it's there, you know, historically in Reformed and Protestant theology, the idea that Christ's state of humiliation precedes his state of exaltation. So in other words, everything from his incarnation right up to his death and his burial, that is the traditionally understood as the state of Christ's state of humiliation. And then from the moment of his resurrection to his return, actually, and then his eternal dwelling with his people is considered the state of Christ's exaltation. Two subsequent connected events in redemptive history that are understood traditionally as from a historical perspective. Barth, of course, joins them together so that there is actually no distinction. There is no historical distinction between Christ's humiliation and exaltation. They are, in fact, one and the same event of revelation and of soteriology as well. One soteriological event. Chapter 6, we saw his glory, implications of the sanctuary, Christology in John's Gospel. Written by Peter Leithart, a guy who, out of all the names on here, might strike us most familiarly because he's a PCA minister who has been the source of much controversy because of his commitment to Federal Vision Theology. Chapter 7, The Theandric Union as Imago Dei and Capax Dei by Jason McMartin. Chapter 8, Christology and the Conciliar Authority on the Viability of Monothelitism for Protestant Theology by Jordan Welsing. Jesus' New Relationship with the Holy Spirit and Ours by Telford Work. And Reclaiming, Chapter 10, the last chapter, Reclaiming the Continuing Priesthood of Christ, Implications and Challenges by Alan Torrance, another significant name in the area of Barthian theology. So once again, that gives you a very brief overview. There's nothing fancy. fancy about this book. It's laid out in a very simple way. One thing I do appreciate about the layout is the fact that the notes, the footnotes, are actually at the foot of the page, not at the end of the chapter or somewhere tucked away at the end of the book where you have to dig to find them. So there is a nice author index that's there in the back, for which I am grateful, but there is no topical, there is a subject index that's there, but there is no overall bibliography, which is something that I think is lacking here in this volume. So again, laid out in a very simple, basic way, if you want to get a sense of what's out there today in terms of modern Christology, and particularly from a Bardian perspective, this would be a volume to pick up and to indulge yourself in, so that you can get a little bit of a sense as to where we're at here as far as modern day Christology.
How unified would you say this book is? I mean, oftentimes with symposia or edited volumes, sometimes some chapters are stronger than others. I'm curious how strong the chapters are all together, and also do the viewpoints share the same perspective on Bart?
Yeah, I think that nobody shares the same perspective on Bart, you know, and so which makes evangelical theology somewhat frustrating. And I think you find this in this volume, that as you work your way through the chapters, you'll find divergent views on Bart, which is, of course, the order of the day. You know, nobody agrees on Bart, and you're going to find divergent views because of that on Christology as well. But that's almost something to be celebrated today in modern day American evangelicalism, is the diversity that is very present in our modern day. And so especially, you know, it's quite interesting because of the evangelical edge as well. It's strange bedfellows in many ways, evangelicals and Bardians, and in many ways it's a logical, cooperation as well, because of the fact that evangelicalism in America has been so often known as this very fluid type of thing with no creed or confession. I mean, there's evangelicalism tends to be kind of a denominational less, confession creedal less type of movement, and so because of that, you've got nothing to do other than to celebrate diversity, because basically you've got nothing to kind of gather around. Obviously, you have the Bible in evangelicalism to gather around. That's kind of the one thing that everybody gathers around, but nobody can seem to agree as to exactly what the Bible teaches and what the Bible is actually saying. And so that produces a good deal of frustration in modern-day evangelical theology as well as modern-day Bardian theology, and it's all the more accented in modern-day Bardian evangelical theology, as they've come together to kind of form this, this left wing of the evangelical movement in our country today, and not just here, but also in Great Britain as well. So it is quite diverse, and that will bring about a certain amount of frustration. You don't want to read this book for a solid guide for coming to terms with understanding better Orthodox Christology. That you're not going to find that there. And you're not going to read this book to get a better sense as to what Bart thought. So don't pick it up for that purpose. But what you will find from this book is what you will discover, what you will learn is what is the tenor? What is the tone? What is the feel, the sense of modern-day evangelical theology here in America as it's been influenced by Bardianism, if not by Bart himself. And so that you will learn. You'll learn and pick up on issues of concern, topics of discussion, and finding out, you know, what the current trends are out there right now. But you're not gonna come to a solid, clear understanding of Bart's theology, nor will you come to a solid, clear understanding of evangelical theology, nor will you come to a clear understanding of Orthodox Christology through this book.
Well, once again, this book, Christology, Ancient and Modern, Explorations in Constructive Dogmatics, it is edited by Oliver D. Crisp and Fred Sanders. It is published by Zondervan. Street price is around $18. You can find that online. You can find out more information about this book and also all of our episodes on the Reformed Media Review. Thanks for listening.